Welcome to QuakeCast, the podcast for id Software's classic Quake and the games it inspired.
Hi, this is Dump Truck interrupting the QuakeCast. When we recorded this last week, we were unaware that Andrew Yoder was about to release the Toy Box mod for Quake. We talked about Happy Quake and the Sandbox mod a little bit earlier, but we wanted to make sure and give a shout out to Yoder and his very innovative new mod. So the link for that will be in the description, and now we'll continue with the QuakeCast.
He's taking a whiz, he's falling down, just quaking and shiz, drinking a few beers, skateboarding with his kids.
Hello, Quakers, and welcome to the 23rd episode of the QuakeCast. I'm RC, and with me, as always, is Dump Truck DS. How's it going, Dump Truck?
It's going great this morning.
Awesome. So we got a little bit of a different show today. That is to say, we don't have a guest, so you guys get to listen to our lovely voices just rattle on about Quake mods.
Quake mods.
You guys like Quake, right? We established that, I think.
Yeah, I think so. We reached out to the QuakeCast banter channel on the Quake Mapping Discord and asked people, you know, hey, what's your dream mod? What's your ideal mod? What's something you haven't seen? And we got a bunch of reactions. We're going to go right down the list and talk about a lot of those. And then we'll talk about some of the things that we'd like to see or maybe mods that we've encountered in the past. So it's all about mods and what you'd like to see from Quake.
And, you know, first off, too, I want to also extend an invite to anybody who may not have joined the Quake Mapping Discord yet. Definitely check the description for this episode or any episode, really, and you could join up. I'm there. Dump Truck's there. And a bunch of other really talented, cool people are there, too. So come hang out. Come chat. It's a fun time.
Exactly. And it's not all, you know, we don't only talk about Quake 1. We've got other games and off topic stuff. But definitely that's your place for QuakeCast banter and suggestions.
Yeah, and Quake and art and whatever else, whatever you're feeling at the time. But yeah, we're gonna jump into some mod talk here. I figured, you know, we could kind of talk about some mods that we had ideas for before we jump to the community stuff.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, the first one that came to mind for me, because we've talked about it a few times on the show before, but a mod that I think I would really like to see, because I come from more of a multiplayer background. And this may have been done. It might be something that I just missed over the years, but I would love to have sort of like a jetpack mod for players. I know that, you know, when you look at like Ziggurat Vertigo or whatever with the, you know, low gravity stuff, people might think, oh, you already got it there. But I love the idea of really fast motion and fragging at the same time while being able to like move up and down with a jetpack. I feel like in Quake, it'd be a lot of fun. Because the multiplayer deathmatch in Quake has always been super fast paced anyway. But if you were to add that to that, I think it would be it would just like add a whole other dimension to it without completely changing up the regular formula.
Yeah, back in like whatever, 96, 97, I was toying around with I don't remember what I called it, but I did do a low gravity mod. And it just added a couple things that would, like the air fist where you could propel your opponent away from you and things like that. So, but I never even thought to do a jetpack in that. And I can't find it right now, but I guarantee you there's a jetpack mod out there in the world, or you could do one fairly simple. You would want to have big, really large levels. And luckily now in this day and age, we can have much larger areas to map in. So that's something that you could totally do. And I agree with you. If you combine that with Instagib, that would be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
That would be really fun.
Like trying to strafe up and down as well. So it's like,
right.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Like a little, or, you know, the recent kind of jet boot things. I mean, it's so sad that the multiplayer scene is, first of all, difficult to get into, and second of all, kind of fragmented all over the world. And there's definitely multiplayer happening. We had, you know, Nationwide Moose on here. So you can do it, but having mods is kind of difficult. It's tough to kind of get people interested in downloading things. But if you did a server side mod with this kind of gameplay and got people interested in, I don't know if you know what a server side mod is, but it's basically a mod that just runs and you can connect to it and there's no need to download anything because it's really just the progs that you're running.
Right.
So I bet you if someone did a fun version of that with no new assets or animations or power-ups and things, you might be able to get some interest in that. That sounds really cool. I'm jotting this down. Jetpack Quake.
Stealing ideas.
No, hey, no, what? I'm going to make it alive. I'm going to make it come alive.
No, this is just a dream anyway. Like even, you know, even if nobody makes it, you know, I'm kind of thinking for me, my dream mod, I feel like back, you know, in the 90s when I was playing this, I feel like I would have had a ton of fun with that is sort of how I'm thinking about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Sounds awesome. Well, I have a more kind of mundane and specific idea for a mod. It's not an idea. It's actually something that existed for Quake 2. So a little backstory. Back in those 90s, I used to have LAN parties at least once a month, sometimes more, and for years. And, you know, we went through all the main games that you would do, you know, obviously started. We used to call them Quake parties. So instead of LAN parties, Quake parties. So we played Quake, obviously Quake 2, and then Counter-Strike and Unreal series and all that stuff. And just everything that came along, we'd at least sample. And mm-hmm. some of them stayed for a long time. So like Counter-Strike 1.6 and then going into Counter-Strike Source, all that stuff stayed. And that was just a mainstay. And then Quake 3, I know we played a lot of Quake 3 because it was my favorite game. And I'm insisted, hey, if I'm hosting, we're going to play some Quake 3. But back in the Quake 2 days, you know, people were still kind of new to it, and we'd have a group of maybe 12 people come, and there was always a new guy or someone that wasn't quite as good as gaming or, you know, not as into it as we were. And so Quake 2 had what was called the Empathy mod. And so what you would do is just run that, and it was a normal Quake 2 LAN game, but it would balance and take away kind of armor and health and things for, so if I was dominating you in the game, it would be pretty invisible. You didn't really notice it, but it would kind of just bring your armor level down, bring your, sometimes your accuracy level down just every so often to give the other guy a chance. And so it evened out the discrepancy between your top of your leaderboard and the bottom of your leaderboard. And I know that sounds like to a lot of people that are competitive, really sacrilegious, but it was really good because you had people really enjoying themselves and having fun. We probably did it maybe twice, but that's, it really stood out. I mean, we're talking 22 years ago. It just stood out how much more fun our matches were having that option if there was one player. And I don't remember exactly all the mechanics of it, but I know it was just a simple server side mod with a couple of options and that was it. So I don't know. What's your take on that?
You know. I think that's pretty handy, honestly. You know, one of the things that people complain the most about with multiplayer gaming nowadays, you know, in regards to games like Call of Duty, Gears of War, stuff like that, people want to jump in and play some multiplayer matches. The biggest complaint you hear is, I have never played this online before, and these other people have been playing it for about 4, 5, 10 years, however long it's been, whatever game, and all these guys are awesome at it, and I can't even keep up because of it.
Right. And you can't get better. It's hard to get better at those games because you can't, you really have to put in the time.
Yeah, no, that's 100% true. And you know, but by the idea of design and the idea of like how humans learn and stuff like that, this is kind of going off on a tangent with multiplayer stuff, but there was actually this scientific study that somebody did at one point where, you know, if you had rats, and one was like the older rat, one was the younger one, and the one was teaching the other one how to play fight type of thing. If the bigger one didn't let the little one win every now and then, the little one would get really discouraged and not want to do it anymore. So it's one of those things where over the course of like teaching somebody how to learn, you know, throughout their lifetime, letting them win now and then really helps their ego and helps them continue pursuing because they're like, oh, I can chase that feeling of winning or that feeling of like doing well again. So there is a lot to be said for something that evens the playing field a little bit to get somebody on board with something.
Yeah. And you could even just kind of couch it in that, you know, at the top of every hour, we're going to have this. You know, if people didn't like the idea, it's like, well, at the top of the hour, newbies are going to come in. We'll kind of train them for 10, 15 minutes, and then we'll switch it back to whatever, you know, to our normal And you could probably easily do that on the server side and have it restart and disable it. But anyway, I know people are just like, well, get good, old man, whatever, you know. I just think, like I said, it was kind of a niche, practical type of thing. And like, you know, it just really added to kind of people's enjoyment. And it wasn't that noticeable. It wasn't like, hey, you just railed me. You know, there's no way you know, it wasn't any of that. It was done very elegantly. So it was almost invisible. So anyway, I would love to see a Quake 1 empathy mod, and for that matter, a Quake 3 empathy mod. But maybe one day I'll get to that.
Maybe. That would be cool.
It involves math, so I don't know. It's kind of hard.
Math is hard.
It's hard.
I have one more. It may not be like a dream mod, but I have an idea that I think might actually be really cool. Again, multiplayer. But I don't know, maybe somebody could apply this idea to like a new game or something. But have you played any of the Dota games, Dump Truck?
No, I'm not that smart. I can't do strategy games.
Are you familiar with what they are, like how they work and that kind of thing? Like,
yeah, it's like a MOBA type of deal, right?
With the MOBA Dota type of gameplay, basically each side has a building or whatever it is that you're protecting, you know, it has a certain amount of health, right? And the whole goal is basically each team from either side has to kill the other person's building. That's really the whole thing.
Okay.
But basically there's going to be lanes, you know, there's going to be three hallways that take you to the other side's building or creature, whatever it is you're trying to take out. And all along the way, there's towers that will shoot at you that you need to take out. And there's going to be creeps, like enemies from the other side that are, you know, they're spawned in and they'll attack you along the way. So you got to have really good teamwork to work together to get to the thing on the other side to destroy it. But I think that would be a really fun multiplayer mode for Quake, because you could put a shub on each side and that would be the monster you have to take out. All the while, the creeps could be, you know, just monsters from Quake that are continually running at each other's side, right? And the creeps would fight each other. But of course, if you have like teams of three or four Quakers on each side, you can make it really fast paced where, I don't know, everybody gets a rocket launcher or something like that, and you're blowing up creeps. And while you might be trying to destroy the other person's, you know, shub on their side, they could spawn in and immediately take you out to, you know. But it just seems like in the Quake universe, it could be like a really fun and frantic style of mod, I think.
I love it. And I will say, just knowing a little bit of Quake C enough to kind of be dangerous, that would be a big project, but it's totally, I think it's pretty doable. I mean, what you're describing can be done. And that would be really cool. I would you always kind of forget about this stuff, but it's not really a co-op mod, but it's sort of co-op because your team is going to destroy the other team's monsters. But oh man, that sounds phenomenal. I mean, it would be great, especially first person Quake physics and the monsters. And it would require some really cool level design and some really innovative level design and to make it look, you know, to make it work. You couldn't just plop this down into any old level, but that sounds great. I won't go off on a tangent, but maybe later or in another episode, I can kind of talk about a mod because it just popped in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I had this design for this mod that I wanted to do, but it was way beyond what I could do. It was based on something that they were going to do with Quake, basically the lost Quake game. And we will just save that for another episode. But
I feel like we should. Dumpstruck's lost Quake mod.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just me. It was kind of designed by Graham Devine, and it has to do with the game Quest that they were going to do. So that might be kind of a fun episode, especially if we can get some of the id guys, or maybe we can get Graham Devine on here to talk about it.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. So do we want to pivot over to the community's suggestions that we had? Cause I think there's a lot of really crazy, cool stuff.
We've already talked about our dumb ideas long enough. Let's talk about what the good stuff is here from the communities.
Exactly. So you want to follow along and kind of bounce around between this, this conversation here? Cause I have them written down, but you can also just look on Discord as well.
Totally. Yeah. I know that you took some notes, so you probably have some good specifics to talk about. I was kind of intrigued because the first response we got was from Andrew Yoder, who's been on the show previously. Great guy, nice dude. And he is working in the industry as well. So his message was a bit cryptic to me, though. It just says, oh, I think you know my dream mod already, which I asked you before we started. Actually, I don't remember. What was his dream mod?
Well, we talked about it very briefly on the show, and basically what he, a long-term project that he's been working on is kind of codenamed Happy Quake or Sandbox Quake, and he's got a test level out there for it. And it's just basically designed to make more of a playground environment where it's not exactly linear, you know, it's definitely a non-linear kind of experience. And it's more based around play and goofing off and you know, still some puzzles of, you know, type of puzzle solving, and still has combat in it at this current juncture. But I know that he's still working on it, long-term project. So that's what he's working on. That's what he's referring to. Very colorful spaces and inviting the player instead of, you know, being foreboding like Quake is.
Yeah, I like that idea because I like when people can take Quake and kind of turn it on its head and do something different but still fun. So that sounds really cool.
Right. And a lot of people just in general, let's see, Sergeant Pepper mentioned it. Roman is working on something with Kraythor. That's an exploration mod. Now, just so everyone knows, and many listeners probably already know, that there are map packs that are explore jams. And so I've played a few of those. It's been a while, but those are really cool. I've always kind of wanted to do one of my own, just a map. You know, you could do quite a bit with Quake, so you wouldn't really need a mod. But having really specific things like movable, you know, pushable crates and you know, different buttons and different type of interactions with doors and that. So doing a mod would probably be one, you know, a better step. But it looks like it's already kind of in production here. We'll have to ask Roman and Kraythor are a little more specifics, but let's see, what is he? You don't have any weapons, but you can push buttons, including shootable buttons and monsters. Basically, the modified version of his finger mod. His finger. You played through that, right?
I did.
Tapping the monster on the shoulder.
Totally.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So, yeah, I mean, I think Explore Jam is already kind of shows that you can have a creepy environment and still just as entertaining as just shooting monsters the entire time. So it looks, seems like that's one thing that people kind of gravitated toward here in this conversation.
Yeah, I agree. Those Explore Jam packs, I liked quite a bit. I remember, I think the first pack only had like two maps in it, but the next one had a few more. And I remember playing through it on the Quake Grave, just saying to everybody like, wow, I would just love like a whole episode of these maps because they're just so fun and interesting and so different than what you get from Vanilla Quake. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're all here because we love Vanilla Quake and everything. But again, like I just said, I love when it kind of turns the game on its ear and does something a little bit different. And I'm always a big fan of puzzles in Quake when they're done right. I know that in some of your maps, you've kind of, you know, experimented with some, you know, time puzzles
failed.
And stuff like that.
Failed.
I would say fail. No, definitely not. But I like when that stuff's in there because you kind of have to figure it out. It's like, oh, I get a room where I kill a couple monsters and it's like, okay, how the hell do I get out of here? And it's a fun like trap puzzle that, you know, I feel like in a lot of Quake maps that's kind of lost. So more of that, please. I like it.
Yeah, there was a map and forgive me, I'm not thinking of it right now, but it had, can't even remember what jam it was for. It was recent. It was this year, but it had this crazy turret, laser turret thing. You remember what I'm talking about? Where you're stuck in this room and you had to get out and it fired lasers in a circular pattern and you had to time everything right. And I failed miserably at solving that puzzle, but you know, anything that kind of stops your progress in Quake, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think, but it's just not something you see all the time where you have a gate where you can't get through a quote unquote, you know, gameplay gate without solving a puzzle. And the quote unquote puzzles in the original game are very basic, very, very basic puzzles. and they're environmental. So I like things like, you know, Satan's Dark Delight in the original game. I can't remember what episode number that is. I think it's episode 3. I can't remember the map, but Satan's Dark Delight and Haunted Halls and things like that, that had those crazy platforming things that were kind of puzzles in themselves. You remember those?
Oh, right. Yeah.
So like environmental puzzles like that, where you don't feel like you're stopped per se, you still have some freedom of movement around the level. I'd love to see a lot more of that. And in fact, it's a good reminder to kind of come up with stuff. I've always kind of had a mental checklist of what should be in a map, and you should always have one, always have secrets, always have some kind of puzzle. You know, I don't think I always follow that, but I don't know. Trap puzzles are fine. They're cool. I don't know. Anything jumping out at you that you've played recently?
Yeah, actually, just recently on the Quake Grave, I played the first half of the 6 textures pack from January. The I think it's SM190, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's right.
But I was playing, I believe it was Ish's map, and he did this cool map where he had the boxes, you know, had these like yellow, almost neon colors on them and stuff like that. The aesthetic of the map is really cool. But what really stood out to me with that one was that he did put a puzzle in there, and it kind of came out of nowhere, but it was really surprising because it, like you said, it kind of stops the flow of combat and stuff like that. But it gives you a chance to like take a breath and be like, okay, I can sit here, figure this out for like 5-10 minutes and then move on. And it actually had me a little stumped for a second because I was like, wow, this is really clever. I don't know if you remember it or played it, but when you walk into the room, there's this big pillar, and then you hit a button or step on a button on the other side, and a little laser shoots, and it's trying to shoot to the next laser, which will then go around in a circle and open a door.
I think that's the one I was thinking of just a few minutes ago.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I think so. Yeah. I'm trying to find the link for 190 just so I can confirm, like, yep. But no, I think that's right. I think that's the episode. I just didn't describe it very well. The pack.
No, I remember you saying laser circle, and that's exactly what popped in my mind when you said that. I was like, oh, maybe it's that one. But
a tough one. That was really tough.
Yeah, it was. It was tough to figure it out. And then once you do, though, you feel this accomplishment of like, oh, cool. Like, this really worked out. And I got to hand it to Ish, who made that one. It's very clever, actually.
Yeah. And also not that simple to set up. I mean, that was a vanilla mod. That wasn't a mod or anything. That was something he had to do. And I know some people are like, it's easy. But I mean, no, it takes a lot of work. Let's put it that way. You know, it's not something you just kind of like, there it is. It's done. No, it takes a lot of tweaking and timing and things
I'm
like
sure
that.
Sure it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's all the more impressive that he did it in vanilla Quake.
More of that, you guys. I like exploration. I like puzzles. Yeah, lay them on me. I like figuring that stuff out.
All right, so Rock had mentioned some more themed monster packs. So he said that basically his sentiment was that, you know, AD is fine and Quoth and things like that. You know, there's a lot of monsters out there, but it's nice to keep the vanilla flavor and just add a little bit to it. So similar, in my opinion, to the mission packs where you had some new, some were better than the others. Just to add some flavor to the gameplay and not completely changing it or overwhelming the player. Like with ADs, you know, just there's so many different options and different monsters. And even, you know, a lot of monsters have different variants that you could use. But just, you know, I think that reminds me, this kind of idea is reminds me of Marcher. So I did a must play Quake on the Marcher Fortress. And it was kind of cool because it had some new monsters. It had like the Minotaur, and I can't remember the name of the actual one, not Shambler, but something similar. I'm spacing right now. But the Flak Ogres were really cool, and you saw them later in AD and other mods. But the Flak Ogres are neat because they can shoot up, you know, whereas you currently in vanilla, you have the only threat that you have from, you know, from an ogre is melee when you're close. But then if he's above you with the grenade launcher, you're pretty much toast because you're going to get, you know, but if they're below you, they're pointless. There's no way that they're a threat because they're not Z aware. They can't shoot your grenades up. Whereas right. the flak ogres kind of aim up at you and shoot these projectiles out at you, which are kind of nails, you know, spikes. So something that simple really does have an effect on gameplay and makes it more, you know, just adds a fun. So I kind of agree with this, just more monster packs, you know, things that can be maybe plugged into our Arcane Dimensions and plugged into other mods. I'd love to see that, you know, and he get your take on that, but he also has another suggestion that we'll get to.
Oh, I was just going to say, no, I don't have anything to build on that because I like new monsters. I like interacting with new creatures in Quake. But the other thing that Rock kind of mentioned here is he talks about new bosses, they definitely, I feel like a lot of times when we see new bosses, it's kind of like, you know, C'thon or however you say, is that how you say it? C'thon?
C'thon, yeah.
Okay. I always feel like I'm saying it incorrectly when I say it.
Chiton. 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 C'thon. I think it's C'thon.
I think I said C'thon back when I was a kid, but regardless, I feel like it's always a variation of that monster. Like they'll throw him in and they'll change up like the way he does things. But you don't see any real like honest to goodness new bosses for Quake. And that would be really cool to see. I guess there was in AD, there was like sort of like the Minotaur that was used now and then for like a mid boss fight and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like what's taken over for bosses in Quake has basically just been like, you know, the big horde fight, you know, here right. come 60 enemies at you in the last, you know, 2 minutes of the map here. This is your boss, which is cool. But I feel like that has just become the norm now where it would be awesome to get some modelers to come up with some new stuff.
Yeah, I think if someone would take a look at, you know, the Dark Souls games and see these big, giant, goofy things that, you know. So in Demon Souls, in some cases, or Dark Souls or some of the whole series, you have these giant creatures that are kind of stepping over you and you're running between their legs. And I think that would be really fun in Quake. I know that the bounding box sizes and there's all kinds of engine limitations, but, you know, Quake 1.5 did add a couple of bosses, although I didn't play the Episode 3 boss. I don't know what that was. I haven't played that yet. But he did have a giant knight as kind of an end boss, and it was okay. It was pretty good. But yeah, I'd like to see more Shubs or more C'thons, type of large scale creatures. And you and I love
Zelda. Chython.
Chython. Whoa. Chithon.
Chithon. I think it's Chithon.
Okay.
But I agree. Yes, yeah. I completely agree with you. Giant bosses really would be sweet. Yeah.
I've always wanted like a monster that was a tentacle that could just come out of the wall. In fact, I've always...
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, like sort of like a... Just something that would block your path, but if it hits you with melee, it'll kill you. And then later down the line, it would be nice to see it as this big giant creature. So his tentacles have been attacking you throughout the map as another monster, another obstacle. But then at the end, you see this big giant tentacle thing. So haven't got around to that one yet, but project.
No, that's an awesome idea. Like you got to figure like Shub at the end of the game has like these weird tentacle things on its head or whatever. Right.
So yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That would have been fun if it was like, oh, it's actually Shub's tentacles coming through I don't know.
Well, I might be able to take the model and do something with it. But I haven't even touched model making in Quake yet, but maybe some dear listener out there will jump on that. See what they can do.
Dear Rita.
Someone also Fairweather and a couple Sergeant Pepper and Fairweather were talking about more gothic reimagining of Quake or Van Helsing Quake or, you know, just what was the hell? It's now in space and painkiller, you know, type of gameplay. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm all in. I'd be down for that. I'd be down for like a kind of steampunk type of Quakey worlds and textures and weapons as well. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, I could. I mean, the gothic style definitely fits in with the whole Eldridge thing, right? So I could definitely see that fitting in.
Yeah, so like instead of, you know, you have revolvers and the spike guns and things like that, it would be really,
right,
really wild. Again, all this stuff is work, and the Quake engine is, you know, not... vanilla Quake and kind of the basic NetQuake engines, it is difficult to make this content. But if you do, and I know people are going to gasp when they hear this, but if you use Dark Places and or FTE, you know, and that, you know, you can actually do that stuff, and you have a lot more options with the MD3 models and things that are just easier. Not, I don't want to say easier to make, but they're more accessible. There's more tools. There's not as many limitations. So that's one case where, you know, I'd be like, yeah, hey, if you need Dark Places to run this, okay, fine. In fact, I will say Quake 1.5 really kind of brought me around to that idea that, you know, if you, and I want to get your take on this. If you're doing a mod and you're doing all this work, I think the lesson that we can learn from Quake 1.5 is that it just runs on that Dark Places and it works and it's fine. And it's, yeah, it's a standalone mod. It's not like it replaces what you have on your hard drive. And I know it's a neat kind of a simple idea, but I'm, what I'm saying is I think a lot of times in this single player scene, we're really worried about compatibility with all these engines. Cause if it's just a map or a simple mod, then yeah, you want to do that. But if you're going to take the time to make giant tentacles and a revolver and stuff, you might as well make it easy on yourself and just have the ability to do it. So target your game or mod for FTE or Dark Places, you know, and I'm starting to see people do it anyway, which is great. The Ascension of Visual is a full on game that's being created, but it runs an FTE and that's it. And, so, and it that's a side scrolling, you know, Quake mod, basically. It's really cool. It's actually really fun. We'll have those guys when they're ready to, come on the show to pimp it. We'll have them definitely.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, it's interesting with Dark Places because Dark Places, I feel like, just kind of gets a bad rep because, you know, it was developed with the idea of doing these like, and I agree with the community on some of it, you know, these plasticky kind of really shiny looking textures and stuff like that, you know, and I get it. People want it to look like old Quake, but just like a little bit tweaked here and there. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, Dark Places is not just about looking pretty or looking in that, like having that sheen on the textures and such. It's also about just like completely expanding the limits of everything you're working with. Right. So
right.
It's still yeah. Quake, but you could do all of these other things with it too.
Yeah.
Which hey, models, maybe that
maps, lighting, all, yeah, all that stuff.
Totally. Maybe that MOBA would work better as a Dark Places thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I think. And also, you know, now that Wrath is kind of on the horizon, just for practical purposes, I need to kind of bone up on this stuff as a mapper, you know, as a modder. Yeah. So I guess I'm coming around.
Bone up, baby.
Yeah, I got to, you know, I'm evolving. I'm evolving.
We all are. Well, most of us anyway.
But my point is, if you're making a game or a kind of a standalone total conversion, there's simply no reason to not use Dark Places or FTE and use something that will expand your horizons. But if you're just making a map and you target it for Dark Places, you're really kind of, I think you're limiting yourself and it's, you're causing pain for other people.
Would you say they may be overdoing it? Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's overkill. You know, just okay. Make a cool map. You know, I've played so many great maps that didn't require Dark Places, and I don't know. So maybe
speaking of overkill.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned Kane in the chat here. Russian Overquake. What is Overquake?
Dude, I don't even know. That was one last thing I was going to search for. Like, what is it? I don't know these things.
It must be. Is it like a huge weapon mod or something like that?
Because it's something. Know. Overkill. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. I feel like I've let our audience down. But yes, that was. It was.
Well, yeah. Why don't we do this then? Let's define what Russian Overquake would be.
Well, you'd be interfering with the elections, and you know, our 2020 elections, Russian Overquake, sending shockwaves through our democracy. Let's see.
You have to take the best picture of a Putin shirtless on a bear that you can.
Oh my! Yeah, I'm not finding anything by searching Russian Overquake. So, let's see, what would Russian Overquake be? It could be a Russian mob kind of video game, sort of along the lines of what was that game that was Quake 2 engine? Kingpin. You could do a Kingpin kind of gameplay, Russian Overquake, where you have these, you know, tough business guys and they, you know, you just give them a rocket launcher and see what kind of mayhem they could do. That's the first thing that pops into my head.
No, I think that's cool. I think Overquake, I think a really over the top Quake, like big weapons, like huge alternate fires, you know, monsters are like two times the size they are in the regular game. And it takes place in Russia, I guess. I don't know. Something to that effect.
I think that would be very cool. So, yeah, Kanye or Kane. Is that Kanye or Kane? I guess it's Kane. Kane, you'll have to illuminate what you're mentioning on the on the Quakecast banter channel. It's kind of explain what could this be, man?
Let's see. Who else do we have here? We have a few. It seems like a lot of people said that AD is already sort of a dream mod for them, Arcane Dimensions. But a lot of people are kind of throwing out that they would love to see some expansions to that or some more. Dan's actually points it out here. He says some proper episodes rather than standalone packs or maps, which I can't disagree with. I really like that AD has... you know, all the different themes and things going on where you pick a map and it's like, oh, this one's a base map and this one's a fantasy map. But I could definitely see where he's coming from, because I feel like if you applied a story and had a nice episode that went along with the flow of like the AD textures and why they change and why we're now in a base map versus, you know, whatever else, I feel like that would be really, really cool, actually.
Yeah, I kind of hearken back, and not to talk about my own stuff, but for the 100 Brush competition last year, we were using Quoth, and Quoth has really good sound capabilities and ways to trigger, you know, dialogue and things. So I just went crazy with it, and I can't remember now. Did you play that? I think you did.
It was
basically,
it was
because it had 100 brushes, I could only do so much with the map. And so I stuck to just a certain monsters and enemies. I couldn't do, in other words, I couldn't do a tutorial on the entire Quoth, you know, bestiary and weapons and everything. But I tried to get as many in there as possible. And I had, you know, this guy walking you through this facility. That kind of stuff, when you said doing an AD episode that kind of explains where you are and what's going on, immediately jumped to mind, because Arcane Dimensions is super powerful. That's the thing that people who haven't really dove into it, you have a lot of options, way more than any other mod that I can think of. Quoth is pretty close. Quoth has quite a bit of that kind of expansive thing. So one of the reasons I did Progs Dump is because I needed something that was a little bit more simple than Arcane Dimensions, and that it kind of grew into something a little bigger than I was expecting. Wanting, but that's another story. But yeah, Arcane Dimensions with some really cool storytelling that you, and all kinds of crazy, you know, Sock has coded all these really crazy ways of manipulating the data and tracking things between levels. You could totally do a Hex and Toot style of map where you went forward and then came back. It's a little limited, but you could do that.
Sure.
So it's really the sky's the limit with Arcane Dimensions if people want to use it. But I would love to see some episodes that are kind of, I don't want to say official, but like sanctioned or kind of, you know, well-regarded people in the community making, you know, a little mini episode would be really cool to see.
I would really like to see someone apply like an actual story to Quake, because I mean, let's face it, like, I've said it in past episodes, story is like one of the last things I really care about in games. But like it kind of needs to be there. Like there has to be some sort of background story, even if it's, you know, throwaway, which I feel like kind of Quake story is pretty throwaway. Right. It's basically everybody has sort of like made their own story in their heads for this game, which is totally fine. But it would, I could see with Quake, like if we wanted to go the single player route with a lot of the different ideas people have come up with over the past, you know, what's it been, 23 years now almost. I could definitely see like a really cool time traveling episode. You know, I mean, you got people like years ago doing like the noir levels, you know. Imagine traveling back in time and then everything's black and white and you're playing through your past, and then you go through another slip gate, you're back, you know, back to the present, and then you know, you go through another slipgate and you're in the future and it's like, oh, Quake guy, if you don't save us, this is what's going to happen. Shub's going to throw tentacles through the walls at people and blah, blah, blah. And I could see that being a really fun single player mod as well. And it would actually add a story to Quake, which would be great.
Yeah, I think the universe is opened up. I mean, Quake really was a tech demo, or it just ended up being that because, you know, it's a kind of well known that they changed the design. I don't even want to say midway through, very late in development, they changed the design and were just making a Doom clone at that point and had to throw out a lot of stuff. So the kind of the underlying kind of vibe of the worlds, what they were going to be, is there. And yeah. I agree with you. I think it would be really fun. Now, Nahara did that, and although I have not played that. I've watched some videos of it. I downloaded it years ago. You know what I'm talking about, right? The Nahara, Seal of Nahara.
All the cutscenes, right?
Yeah, and it was just, to me, it was too much. It was like too much of a good thing, and the voice acting, and I just couldn't get past it, you know? I do need to give it a look and give it some time because it is well regarded, especially the levels and some of the gameplay I've heard over and over again is really good, aside from that cutscene business. So, but it does have quite a sophisticated story, but I think that's a little too much because you got to learn people's names and understand where this guy's going and stuff. So what you mentioned before kind of was covered in that, but
yeah,
in a little bit more digestible way, because we don't have these giant mod teams like we did 20 years ago where you have, you know, I mean, we have some folks that do stick together and do projects, but so for example, you know, you have Newhouse is working on his Blue episode, right? And for over a year, and he's still working on that solo, and it's a cool project, and I'm sure he could get people to help him do it. You know, that's just one example where, you know, I've thought about asking people to help me, you know, with the progs dump, but I just want to kind of keep it simple.
Yeah,
I don't want it to grow. Yeah, I just want to kind of keep it simple. So people have their reasons, but I think there's enough talent in the community just that I see on a day-to-day basis where if someone wanted to take Arcane Dimensions as a base or do their own thing, you could have something really stand out. You know, there's enough talent out there. I just think people are kind of off on their own corners, you know, doing their own thing.
Right. And there's a lot to that. There's definitely a lot of loners in the Quake community. And that's kind of where, you know, like you said, 20 years ago, you had guys who were, you know, the chat rooms and everything were a flood with people who wanted to work on things. And nowadays people want to work on stuff, but I think people are a little afraid to, you know, reach out to people and see if anybody's available or wants to work on something together.
It's also a big time commitment. It's a huge time commitment too.
For sure. And I think with the influx of tools nowadays for game making, like how easy it is to just download a thing and create something in it. Mm-hmm. And all these stories coming out about how, like, oh, this game was made by one person. I think a lot of people are taking the responsibility of, like, well, I really want to be the one guy who makes the one person game that does well, you know? I think there's a little bit of that involved as well.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's a fair, you know, observation for sure. And I will say, if you're coming in cold to Quake and you see all the limitations, it's got to be a put off because in a way, really, Quake modding was really superseded by, you know, Gold Source stuff because there was the tools were there, the documentation was there, the audience was there. And I've never dove into that. I mean, I never even touched any of the Gold Source stuff as far as modding perspective. I did a little bit of Source stuff, but not too much. You know, at the time I didn't have the time to really mess with it. So, I know that as a platform, Quake is probably not ideal. You know, that's the other thing. At least once a year, someone comes on Funk message board and says, if I wanted to make a commercial game, what would I need to do? I've got all these ideas and I'd like to hire someone to help me. You know, I was like, no, dude, definitely is not how it works in the Quake community.
Right.
Nobody's doing this for money. That's for sure. And, you know, although people would like to make money doing it.
Definitely.
That's why we were talking about Wrath being so special. It's like, oh, these guys can actually get some contract work making levels for a real video game that uses the technology that we were all familiar with. So, but I think if someone wanted to do this, I mean, there's so many better, easier options than Quake. So we might be dreaming about some of these more sophisticated levels, or not levels, but more sophisticated gameplay mods and things like that. But I don't know. I think they're all doable. Everything we talked about is pretty doable.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because that's all these really are. They're dreams. They're ideas and things we'd like to see. You know, and I'm okay with that. You know, if a lot of these things don't come to light, that's not a big deal. But it is fun to talk about stuff, you know, that could potentially happen, because you never know. One of these ideas might come out as a brand new game on Steam or something that's like, hey, remember that jetpack thing we were talking about? Look, now it's a separate FPS that someone made, you know, as a multiplayer game for people. And it looks like a lot of fun. So, you know, talking about mods for Quake may turn into ideas for other games. You never know.
People get challenged, though. They hear ideas, and I know I won't use names, but I know there's definitely people out there like, hey, wait, I want to figure this out, you know, and they'll go and do it. So maybe someone will make your jetpack. I would totally do it. I'm totally interested in that. I'm putting that on my to-do list. Maybe it's it could be your mod, the GGRC mod, you know?
Well, I got to get paid for that, though.
Okay. No worries. Let me just back up my Brinks truck to your house, and we'll just unload a bunch of cash.
And I need you to sign these 400 pages in this contract.
Yep, no problem. No problem. Oh, there was one more mod we haven't discussed that from JCR mentioned, the Hideous Destructor mod for Quake, and I looked up what that was.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was at first either, but I looked it up. Apparently, it's a mod for Doom, right?
It is, and the one thing that I'd say is it's kind of a quote unquote realism mod for Doom. So it slows Doom down. It slows Doom down, and the monsters are one hit, one kill kind of thing. So,
okay.
I don't know about that.
Might Sounds interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I like the fast pacedness, though, but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why it's a mod, man. It's offering a whole new way to play the game. Right.
Well, and something you and I talked about offline was Super Hot Quake. If you want to go to we'll probably include a link to the mods that I found on just Mod Database. There's a lot of resources out there, so don't think this is the only one. But there is quite a good, let's see how many pages of this thing. It's like 5 pages of Quake mods that you can download from Mod Database. And some of them are really crazy. Many of them I've heard of, but a couple of like Super Hot Quake that I never saw that. And I'm telling you, it's Super Hot and Quake. It looks great. Very impressive.
Super caught.
Super caught.
Quat.
Quat. Sorry. Kumquat.
Quat or quat?
I don't know. Let's just move on.
All right.
You know, there's that. Let's some of the great, you know, the greats. Quake Rally, I remember back in the day. Headhunters mod. I know I played that. Mm-hmm. Action Quake 1, which I guess it was a predecessor of Action Quake. It was probably around the same time when Quake 2 was coming out that it kind of switched over, maybe. But there's one called Tar Baby Quake. It says you take the role of little Tar Baby, intent on taking over Shub's empire.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it says the Tar Baby player has some more abilities than other Tar Babies. Players can jump from any surface and climb up walls, fire rocks at rockets, proximity mines. And this looks pretty crazy. This looks really crazy.
So does that confirm that spawns are actually like baby Shubs then?
Yeah, I guess so. Abyss of Pandemonium, which I've heard about, I've never tried. That's sort of a mission pack. Let's see. Oh, Quake Portal Gun. Cyberquake. I'm just bouncing around here. I'm not even reading. Yeah, Nahara's on here. Woodpecker from Mars. Sounds very interesting.
What? Not Woody Woodpecker, though. That, again, would be a copyright thing.
Yeah, copyright strike here. Let's see. What does it say? It says multiplayer arena-based Quake World mod created in the year 2012, which is about 15 years too late for anyone to give a damn. each player starts with one of 3 devastating weapons, plus the axe, the rocket launcher, grenade cannon, which isn't that a rocket launcher, or railgun. There you go. Hey, railgun.
Okay.
All kind of... TLDR, sounds wild. I don't understand where they got the Woodpecker from Mars name.
I'm going to have to check that out. That just sounds insane.
Swamp Warrior.
Swamp Warrior? Is that like Swamp Thing?
It looks like this was never made. Some of these were kind of people just kind of playing a little bit. Let's see. Swamp Warrior. The idea for the mod comes from Hexen level design, Darkmare Swamp, but sci-fi. Player controls a reptile, snake, amphibian type of character that lives in a swamp planet. There's not much story yet. It says not much story yet, just some bunch of ideas for a story. It looks like they did some level design and some 3D models, but I'm not sure if this actually saw the life of day.
That's sad.
Saw the light of day. God, I can't even speak right now.
I would have loved to see Swamp Warrior.
Gosh, there's so many. And so again, and this
there's
is only
a ton of mods.
Yeah, there's already a lot of goodies. There's all I mean,
so maybe your dream mod exists. Folks
says,
out there.
It says Exceed Haven. It's the ultimate answer to the human conundrum. Learn to love, live, and harness the power of Jesus.
Through Quake.
It says illegal in 39 countries. Some of this stuff is okay, whatever. Okay. Funny. Some funny stuff. So yeah, all kinds of really cool stuff just on mod database. And that's not all, you know, I was trying to get the stats for this, but let's just put it this way. There's a ton of mods on Pub Id Games 2 Quake C. I'll put a link to that. People can peruse stuff. And I found some really fun stuff to add to my mod from here. So I highly recommend people check this out. It's all kinds of crazy stuff.
Check it out for inspiration, people, for sure.
Exactly. So I think
I think how do you feel about that, dump truck?
I think we've solved all of our woes and we can improve Quake, you know, infinitely now.
Yeah.
Right?
This is actually pretty fun. I like talking about the things that could happen but probably won't. It's fun. You know, it's very much like talking about life's goals, you know?
Exactly. I mean,
that hit too hard.
Well, no, I saw something really funny just as you were finishing saying that, so I apologize.
Oh, okay.
But I was getting ready to close the window and I saw something like, what is that? I don't even want to bring it up.
That's funny. No, I was it's like talking about your life goals. I thought you were thinking about it like, oh my God, my life goals, where did it go?
Yeah. So anyway, if you're listening to this after 53 minutes, thank you so much. And if you have ideas,
congratulations.
For mods, yeah, you made it. You made it this far. And, you know, let's keep the conversation going because I think, you know, even if one of these things come up and happen, Jetpack Quake, it'll be worth our time to investigate and talk about this further. So we want to hear from our audience.
Yeah. Get in there, get in the QuakeCast banner channel and let us know what you'd like to see or what you'd like to make someday. You know, these are all dreams, people. Dream big or go home, I think is what they say, right?
Pretty much. Yep.
I don't know. Something along those lines. But right. Dump Truck, as always, an absolute pleasure.
I know. I'm so funny.
You are very funny. You're kind. You're smart.
Thank you. Barely... And gosh darn it, people like you.
And gosh darn it, people like you.
No, hey, I always have fun doing this. This is a highlight of my week, especially today because I've got to go weed the backyard. I didn't do any weeding yesterday and it's looking like a jungle. No. It's looking like a jungle out there. Summer's right around the corner. I got to clean this joint up.
What's going on in that backyard? What's with all the weeds?
Beach bunny. Oh no. I was going to say we got to get ready for the beach bunnies, but the pool bunnies.
Well, you always got to be ready for the beach and pool, whatever bunnies are showing up, you got to be ready.
And sometimes women show up too. No, I'm sorry.
Hey-o.
Let's just cut that shit out. Quake Dad trying to be funny.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Dump Truck's Place, furry party. You know it's happening.
No, not at all. I was using the extremely inappropriate beach bunny, you know, moniker for, you know, ladies in bikinis that come over. No, we have a pool and I like to have people over. It's a lot of fun, barbecue and all that stuff. And we just don't do enough of it. So, and I'm always really self-conscious about the damn weeds out there.
Well, I think you should stop worrying about the weeds and worry more about the beach bunnies. Because you know what? There's nothing wrong with appreciating a beautiful woman. I will tell you that.
And unless my wife's standing right next to me.
Unless your wife is standing next to you and you're saying really terrible things.
Yeah,
then
since she's
maybe
like, I don't appreciate you saying that about that young lady who's swimming in our pool.
What? She's hot. What do you think? She's so what? Come hot, on, dude. She just being honest.
She can't hear me. She can't feel my eyes all over her body.
I'm sure she can, actually. Somehow, someday.
All right, we better stop while we're ahead here.
All right.
Just having fun. All right. Again, though, Dump Truck, always a great time hanging out with you.
Right back at you.
And Quakers, we will all talk to you next episode of the QuakeCast. See you then.
This is RC. Thanks for listening to the QuakeCast. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/watchGGRC.
And I'm Dump Truck. You can find me on YouTube. Just search for Dump Truck _DS.
All right, I'm going to burp now. Oh, jeez, oh, Louise. Boy.
Oh,
excuse me. Pardon.
You got to get him out. You got to get him out.
Or it's going to sneak out.
Yeah, the behind. I used to have a friend who actually believed that. He was like, if I don't burp, I'm going to fart. And I'm like, what?
Maybe it's true. I don't know.
Maybe we should experiment. Next episode of the QuakeCast. My fourth
grade self would probably agree with him.
Flap.